morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Barely legally sufficient. Get me the fuck off this planet.
Barely legal. My favorite kind of porn. Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to right now try Facebook's live thing right now with my phone. I have
hopefully,
it facing me.
Hopefully it doesn't crash.
But I'm going to try to be hip and cool because this is a new hip and cool service. I put my 3D shades on that I stole that I stole from Batman vs. Superman.
You didn't steal them. You bought them. Just didn't recycle them.
I'm going live right now. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh. It had
those things home?
Did you hear it?
Yo, what up, fam? I'm rocking here on the Hippo Juice Show, keeping it real, checking out this new Facebook Live thing. I'm here with my boo, Marie. Hold on, let me put the camera on my hoe. Hey, say what up, girl.
No, we're not doing this.
Okay. She's not playing along. She's not playing along, but we're doing radio. So come over to morelikeradio.com/live and kick it with us. Whoop, whoop.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. You could always join us live in our chat room, morelikeradio.com/live. And if you want to see our pretty faces, if you used to listen to us via audio and want to see what we look like, YouTube.com/morelikeradio has all the Dutch and Royce and Hippo Juice episodes. So you can totes catch ups there. Today is April 13th.
2 days for taxes.
Isn't it the 16th?
15th.
15th, whatever. Yeah, taxes.
18th.
Right. And join as always by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
I did my taxes.
John the Laser Santeri. And he threw taxes in there. And Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Taxes. A singer in a smoky room. A smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers. I end all my DJ sessions with songs. In case you were wondering. The Glee version, too, by the way.
The good one.
Yeah, the good
Didn't
one.
You do that at our wedding?
Yep. All my DJ sets, I end with that song.
It's a good call.
So anyway.
Strong finish.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Old school show Taxes. Tonight. Fearsome Foursome tonight.
The Fantastic Four?
The Fantastic Four. Oh, that wasn't a good movie. I don't want to be that. It's terrible.
Joel's obviously Invisigirl.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, the Invisible Woman. Invisigirl, you're such a nerd.
Anything,
no, Invisigirl is the girl that uses Invisalign braces to straighten her teeth.
That's a terrible power. That's not a real power. That's
she has the straightest
braces.
Teeth on the planet, though.
I'm not about to get into
this.
She
has the power of being photogenic.
She's booked for like
Fine.
Every commercial.
Okay. Let's say you're fighting Magneto. and she has a power to be photogenic. How does that help in that situation?
Well, obviously she's not using metallic braces, so Magneto can't pull the braces off her face.
Well, he can throw a car at her. Off of looks alone, might I add you, LaTigra made a metallic Chinese star like fall out of midair.
By
so,
the way,
yeah.
LaTigra is Spanish for the Tigra, in case anybody was curious.
Like a cat? It.
Yes. But yeah, Invisigirl. You're such an idiot.
Invisalign. Now, every time I hear Invisigirl, I'm always going to think of Invisalign.
You're welcome. I give you
they
that.
They didn't really dig too deep trying to figure out that name, did they?
They didn't figure out many names. I mean, a lot of the names are Spider-Man. I mean, was that really difficult? You know?
Those were all from the 50s.
Invisigirl.
Wasn't she like Mrs. Fantastic?
Yes. Bombastic, semi-fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shut up.
You're right.
Puts me on the boxes as a Mr. Romantic.
Listen,
that was a stretch.
As much as I like Shug It, we can't. That's the only way to say it. But I don't know if I
don't understand how his woman caught him on the sofa, in the counter, and in the bathroom simultaneously. How are they having sex?
Still saying
three?
It wasn't him.
How did she catch him in three different rooms? How were they moving from room to room without realizing that his woman was in the room while he was cheating on her?
I can't turn it down. There we go.
Well, in all fairness, African Americans aren't really good at being ninjas.
Racist?
Yeah.
He's an African. I don't know action. What he is.
Yeah, Doc Wheelie's right. Invisigirl is a daughter from The Incredibles, not Invisible Woman.
Ah, good point.
Of course, Doc knows that. And by the way, Dutch, Rorschach's in the chat. Can you be nice? Can you not fight this time?
Oh, Jesus.
Because I was listening to Rorschach and Doc. What the fuck? I was listening to Rorschach and Doc, and Rorschach completely lost it with Dutch.
Dude, he like made it so unfun. It was just like, whoa, you mad, bro?
Like
he trashed me about my nasally voice, and I made a fat joke, and they got all mad.
So I mean, angry. He got really angry, but it's okay. You know, I mean, my thing is I have no problem with anybody, but, you know, and a lot of people.
Well, I didn't have any problem either. Like, barely he's the one with the problem. It was just like, whoa, dude, Jesus.
A lot of people.
Took it to an unfun level.
Something else I would like to point out. Rorschach is a panicky Pete, man. Every time something bad goes, and I love you, Rorschach, he immediately thinks he's going to get fired. Like, he was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, did you calm down? And by the way, I don't even care about, I just posted a stupid Simpsons joke and tagged Dutch in it.
Simpsons did it.
And I said, he's talking to you, because he was clearly making fun of Dutch. And then
Mr. Thompson.
Stomp, stomp.
I think he's talking to you.
Good one, John.
Thank you.
So anyway.
Dude, you got to realize that when you're a new show on this station, you get shit on, and that's what happens. If you're gonna get all bitter and buttered about it, I mean, I don't have to tell you, buddy. Sorry.
Cleveland steamer on the chest.
Right, exactly.
Is that a rule?
It was just like he just got so angry about it and just like went off. Death on level three. It was like, wow, dude, Jesus.
Rorschach just wrote, "No one loves me," and I think that should be just the tagline for More Like Radio.
I say that in the mirror every morning.
More Like Radio. No one loves me.
Or no one loves me.
Yeah, I like
you
that.
And you and oh, slow Loris.
Aw.
Anywho, so anyway, this isn't a Wu-Tang album, so we're not. I mean, I don't think Dutch is going to diss back. Like, you know, I don't think that's what's going
to
happen.
I don't really care, to be honest. It's just like, okay, all right.
Anyway, I guess we could.
Any hoozy.
We could move on
any wizzle.
To one of our first, Marie, would you like to pick the first story today?
You're gonna give me the chance to pick.
Well, it's mostly because I forgot to open the prep up, and now I'm at the wait. So
if I get to pick, I'm picking middle of the links because I want to know what's up with Megan Fox.
Oh, okay. Well, she's pregnant.
What? Megan Fox is preggers? Nuh-uh. Tell me she ain't preggo.
Oh, no. Is she going to pull the whole Jessica Simpson and put on like 200 pounds and just be a whale for the rest of her life?
She's had a kid before. Doesn't she have a kid, I think?
I don't know. Ask her weird thumbs.
Anyway, she's apparently broken up with the dude that she's been dating for a while.
It caused quite a hoopla because Megan filed... Hotty, 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 hotty,
hotty, hotty, hotty, hotty, hotty, hotty, hotty, hotty, hotty.
Thank
wow,
you.
Wow, it's been a while.
Really,
that was long.
About that.
That was long.
Have they come out with any other songs?
No.
Yes. Actually, they came out with one really like disturbingly sad song. recently.
What does my bank account say?
No, like they're still doing their same stuff. They went all like existential weirdness on them. It caused quite a hoopla because Megan filed for divorce from her ex-husband, Brian Austin Green, last summer. And so people started wondering who the father of Megan Fox's baby is.
A Transformer.
Well, that was one of the questions. Was it Transformers co-star Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah,
you know, just do it, you know.
Or was it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles co-star Will Arnett? Or was it New Girl's co-star Jake Johnson?
Yeah,
that's right. Nick, I don't think Nick had sex with her.
Are you sure? Because yeah, they kissed it. On New Girl.
Yeah, but that was in the script. But anyway, it's none of them three because she posted.
Well, how do we know?
She said, well, according to her.
Megan has decided to shut down the rumors in a pretty hilarious way by gramming a photo collage of Shia, Will, and Jake with the caption, hashtag, not the father. So, since Will is never one to shy away from a joke.
Which obviously means she's lying.
I guess so.
What did Will Arnett say?
Will Arnett
looks like a clash Will between Arnett Joel.
Oh, wait, that's Megan.
Didn't Will Arnett say something about abortion such?
She said, I'm not the father. That's a big surprise to me. I guess was his quote, I guess. I don't know. That's not really a joke. That's just something I guess you say when, I guess they've been fucking.
I guess he's implying that they had sex.
Yeah, I guess that's funny.
Will Arnett is more handsome than I remember him, by the way. I'm looking at pictures. Did he get more handsome or was he always handsome?
He's always been handsome.
Really?
Isn't he like, who's he married or dating?
Well, like, I thought he was married to Amy Poehler.
I think so.
They were for a little bit, but now
I don't know if they are.
Who's he with? Oh, God, we're just being such gossipy gabbies right now.
Yeah, I know. So I guess People Magazine is saying that Megan Fox is having a baby with her ex-husband, Brian Austin Green, and that they're living together again. So good for them.
Well, anyway, did you see what Joe Pesci said about Louis C.K.?
What did Joe Pesci say?
What did Joe Pesci say?
You calling me a clown? Who are you? Who are you?
Dancing over here.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday in Dutch and Royce about that Horace and Pete show that Louis C.K. did. And apparently he was trying to get Joe Pesci to be on the show.
And Joe Pesci's like, what do you want from me?
Well, Joe Pesci's recent advice to Louis C.K., stop doing stand-up. You're not funny.
Oh, boy.
You got to do it in his voice.
This coming from the lead guy in Sister Act.
It's hard to find a comedian in Hollywood with more reputation for hilarity than Louis C.K., and I know Joel was saying yesterday that it started to bug him.
I'm starting to get a little fed up with him.
Right. Well, apparently
stand-up's always awesome. It's just his new recent stuff. Like, I don't know. I guess I just was a little irritated by the show, Louis, at least the last season. It was like, oh, okay, this is
yeah, it was
like,
weird.
Funny, he's just weird. Yeah.
CK's interview with Howard Stern Monday mostly made the rounds because he revealed that he's millions in debt after fronting the money for his new web series, Horace and Pete. But let's not overlook CK's hilarious revelation that not only did Pesci turn down the part in the show, he advised CK to get out of stand-up completely.
Altogether?
CK started the story by saying he was offered...
I don't like it saying CK without the Louis part, because then that's just Calvin Klein.
Offered roles in...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, he just put the letter, like, his actual last name is spelled weird, but it's pronounced CK. And so that's the reason why he just changed it to the two letters so people would
CK
know how to pronounce it.
CK started the story by saying he offered roles in Horace and Pete to Steve Buscemi, Jessica Lange, Eddie Falco, all whom said yes quickly after reading the script. However, things took a turn when he snagged the famously reclusive Pesci's number from his manager and called to ask if he was interested. Pesci's first words, where the fuck did you get my number?
Dutch, was it originally spelled S-I-Q-U-E? Because he's Mexican. Was it C-K? Like, seriously, Mexican?
It's spelled something
S-I-Q-U-E
weird.
S-I-Q-U-E underscore
I think
upside
his mom
down.
Is the one. I think his mom's one that's Mexican. I think his dad has got that weird last name.
Oh.
Pesci's of Goodfellas and Home Alone fame went on to say...
And Home Alone 2.
Lost in New York. Went on to say he had seen some of CK's comedy and wasn't a fan. CK quoted Pesci as saying, I watched your stand-up, which I can tell you're just trying and you're no good at
you're
it.
You're doing a terrible Pesci.
Jesus. Why would he feel the need to tell him that?
Quit that now. Was he kidding? Stern asked in disbelief. He says, no, he was being serious. He said, as an actor, you're okay, but the stand-up, get out now. It's not for you. Which is hilarious considering you see Louis started his stand-up.
Yeah, he's been doing it for years. He was a writer on Conan, like when Conan first started.
This is the greatest story I've ever heard, Stern said as his sidekick Robin Quivers cracked up. Oh, really? Robin Quivers was laughing.
Wow.
She fucking laughs at anything.
What a surprise. What a surprise. God, have you heard that shit recently? It's bad. It's bad.
Really. I occasionally I catch it when I'm on the road and I get like a rental car that has Sirius XM. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not good. But we can. We can move to a sexier story.
Oh, thank you,
there
Doc.
You go. Doc spelled it. It's S-Z-E
with an accent.
With a weird, yeah.
K-E-L-Y.
But it's pronounced C-K.
Z-Z-K-L-Y.
Well, you saw X-Hamster is protesting.
No, I didn't see. I don't look at porn.
X-Hamster is protesting North Carolina's anti-LGBT bill.
What's the anti-LGBT bill? LGBT
North
bill
Carolina
about.
Passed this bill where they wouldn't, where they.
I'm just a bill down on Capitol Hill.
North Carolina, you're wild. Take off your shirt, spin it around like a helicopter.
Thanks, John.
North Carolina governor, LGBT bill won't change any existing. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Wait, what's the blah, blah, blah?
I'm going to read it now. McCrory spoke to reporters after a groundbreaking event and he said, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, I have to find this bill now. You fucking took me off guard. I thought everybody knew about this.
Mm. No, God, if you were doing
why
your
is a porn site getting involved in legislation?
Well, you'll find out because the porn site is upset because the legislation basically makes it you can't, if you're like a trans person, you can't sue if you get fired because they fire you because you're transsexual. Kind of like discrimination, basically. They won't allow places to have, you know, restrooms, that whole restroom bullshit and all that stuff.
So it's all about like the bathrooms, work, so to speak.
Right.
It's all about the bathrooms or the Benjamins.
Well, it's about the bathrooms, about the whole thing. It kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't ready to read that, the whole fucking thing. And now I have to find it because you don't know.
Now Royce is going to be mad the entire show.
Well, you just told us what it was. So go ahead and keep going with this.
Anyway, X-Hamster is protesting the anti-LGBT bill. As of today, it appears that X-Hamster is one of the world's biggest porn sites and ranked 91st among the websites in the
Elephant
world.
Elephant Tube's better.
Pornhub's better.
No. Elephant Tube searches Pornhub and X-Hamster and RedTube and all those ones. It's like a Google for porn sites.
But Pornhub is like, oh, you like this here? You might actually, they actually recommend you stuff so you don't have to keep on searching.
Well, exactly. That's whatever. Go ahead.
It was reported earlier that the site was blocking users from North Carolina altogether. Right now, it appears the site is instead serving users with an informative pop-up protesting the state's new law that forces transgendered people to use the restroom corresponding to their gender at birth. Porn sites getting politically active, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, for a while there, they blocked anybody from North Carolina to search. And then the pop-up says this, 2016, North Carolina's gay categories had 300,000 views. North Carolina's shemale categories, 491,000 views.
Thousand. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
North Carolina searches contain gay.
Feels like it would be more than that because I see some of these porn videos and they have.
This is just North Carolina.
Like two. Just coming from
this
that
is
state.
Just North Carolina.
By the way, Dutch is right. I just looked it up. RedTube is 4 points more authoritative than X-Hamster in the website rankings of the world.
Huh. Mm,
good. So,
well, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm talking about Elephant Tube.
Oh, you're talking Elephant Tube. Not RedTube.
Elephant Tube is like the kayak of porn.
It floats easily?
Well, no. It searches all the other travel websites. You
it's
know,
unsinkable?
Book a flight.
Kayaks.
So if you want to watch porn and book a flight, go to Kayak Elephant Tube.
Why do you think kayaks are unsinkable? You could sink a kayak like any boat. You just pick a hole in it.
Right. Well, I mean, you just flip over.
Boom, sinkable.
Well, yeah, if you force a hole in it, but dude, you can like...
But don't say unsinkable. The Titanic said it was unsinkable, and
exactly.
We all know how it
happened there.
Well, they should have made the materials out of a kayak. There, I said it.
First off, they didn't have that material. Are you saying, you know how ridiculous...
They didn't have plastic back then?
No. You know how ridiculous the Titanic would have looked if it was made out of kayak material?
Elephant Tube is not even close to ranking close to RedTube or
X-Hamster. I'm just saying that site's better because it searches other porn sites instead of having to go to that one and you just see the ones that are uploaded there. This one searches all of them.
Okay, fine.
Just saying.
It's not as big, though.
A lot of people go to Expedia, but you should go to Kayak because Kayak searches all of them.
Wow, their marketing works on you.
I actually just go directly to the airline I fucking want. You get the points there.
Expedia is cheaper.
No, you search it on there, and then you go to the website once you actually find the flight. Come on. Get with the program, people.
Yeah, but Expedia, I'm able to get like a flight and hotel rooms all at the same time.
And you get to hang out with Will Shatner.
I
don't think he's there. I think he's just the commercials.
Yeah, I've actually been hanging out with Kaley Cuoco.
Okay.
I don't think that's true either.
I like your boobs.
Man tries to time travel, drives his car straight through a cement wall of a shopping center.
Oh, Charlie.
If time travel, you mean just end time.
Bomb suit, take a look at this photo. This is just a look at the damage that was done after our...
Here, you know what? Let me play the video so you can see it, Doug.
I would love to see it. I'll post a picture of the stupid car that got wrecked.
Yeah.
Was it a DeLorean?
Holy shit, it was a fucking Challenger. What the fuck's wrong with them?
Holy cow, yeah, you're right.
All right, let's see here. Come on, video. There you are. Okay, here you go.
Was this an asshole? In Colorado?
It was a Dodge Challenger plowed through a wall in Pensacola, Florida.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Mom!
Everyone
from
Mom! 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 Mom!
Mom! Mom!
Celebrate good Obama! Come on!
It's Obama, Obama.
Good evening, friends.
God, you're annoying. Everything you say is annoying.
So, Dodge Challenger.
Bomb suit, take a look at this photo. This is just a look at the damage that was done after our car came plowing through a Pensacola business, smashing through two offices. Now, those businesses tell me they must deal with moving on top of rebuilding.
You look like a bomb went off in there.
That's how Emmanuel Moores described the way advanced tax services looked one
smash,
day.
After- smash, smash.
Our car drove through his office, coming out the other side. Channel 3 was able to get a quick look at the damage before contractors boarded up.
You're driving along.
The business. We're told the car not only went in one side and came out the other, it took out a wall between the tax office and the neighboring casket business.
Casket business.
First off, hold on. If there's a casket business.
Why don't you call it a funeral home?
If there's a tax place
there's
and a casket
only two
business.
Inevitable things.
Why
death
is it why isn't the place called Death and Taxes? If that place is not called Death and Taxes, they completely missed out on a great opportunity for marketing, right? Sorry.
I'm sure they did.
Do you think the guy that was driving, he came out at the other end and he's like, it's the future.
I came out did it.
Other, it took out a wall between the tax office and the neighboring casket business. Fortunately, both offices were empty Sunday morning when the car came plowing through. The driver telling police he was trying to time travel.
And escape
the
Libyans.
That's the best excuse he can come up with.
It's a good one, though.
Oh, he probably wasn't trying to time travel at all. He was probably just drunk.
Morris tell us his office will move directly next door and the casket office will move two doors
down. You know
what?
But if I crashed through one side of a building and came out the other side and the cops asked me what I was trying to do, I would also try to answer with time travel.
That's a good point.
What else are you going to say? I was stupid and tried to drive through a building? No, you're going to pick a better story.
If I was old, I'd be like, I'm senile. I thought the brake pedal was the accelerator.
You should do that now when you get pulled over, John, just to see what the cop says.
But it's the same thing as like when you accidentally fuck up and like hurt yourself and then you come up with a better story for when you have to explain yourself to your friends and coworkers later. That's probably what this guy did.
Only after the fabric shop that is there moves first. Moores and other business owners hope Pensacola police will hold the driver responsible.
Are you telling me that there was a nearby fabric shop?
Yes.
He might as well have almost drove himself into a
pillow factory.
Yeah, a pillow factory or a mattress firm, but instead he drove through the casket house. Of course.
Images. However, when Channel 3 asked police, they told us a citation for reckless driving was issued. The driver is currently in the hospital being
in 1964.
Wait, so he isn't, he wasn't drunk then?
We checked his Mr. Fusion. It was empty.
Yeah, no, that's right. He, yeah, I mean, I wonder what really happened, because obviously he wasn't trying to time travel.
Well, I can tell you what happened. He crashed through a wall.
I know.
In a tax service and then a casket. Whoa, subsequently, something had to do with a
I can tell you exactly what happened.
What happened, John?
All right. He was trying to get up to 88 miles an hour.
Oh, God.
And at the same time, he was marking off places in his Gray's Almanac so that when he went to back in time, he would be prepared to go straight to a bookies and bet on the past.
I get it.
I don't think so. What did you drop, Dutch?
My bullhorn.
His sense of humor.
He drops something and then like we were going to notice. It was so loud.
I tried to hide it. I didn't turn the mic off
or anything. Okay. Well, clearly he dropped the ball.
All right, Marie, what's the next story?
I have a heartwarming story
I am very excited for this because everyone knows my heart is cold as ice.
Indeed it is.
Well, I was just listening to Foreigner. I think that's the problem.
Probably more so the problem. This story comes to you from the Guardian.com, so you know it's good.
Madison Square Guardian.
No.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, the Christian one, the Guardian.
Christian Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wasn't that Glenn Beck's thing? Or is that the Blaze?
That's the Blaze.
Okay.
This Blaze story pizza? Is titled, Letting Them Die, Parents Refuse Medical Help for Children in the Name of Christ.
This is good. What? This is good.
I hate this shit.
No, hold on. Dutch.
I'm so angry.
Why don't we give it a fair shot?
Yeah, seriously. You don't even try to see the other
side.
They
didn't give their kids fair shots.
Let's be fair and balanced on this issue. Okay?
Okay.
Mariah Walton's voice is quiet.
I hate her.
No, that's the kid. Oh. That's the kid.
Hate him, too.
Her lungs have been wrecked by her illness, and her respirator does not help, but her tone is resolute. Yes, I would like to see my parents prosecuted. Why?
Ooh.
They deserve it, she pauses, and it might stop others. Mariah is 20, but she's frail and permanently disabled.
Uh-oh.
She has pulmonary hypertension.
Is that good?
No, it's not good.
Okay.
And when she's not bedridden, she has to carry an oxygen tank that allows her to breathe.
But those are handy. Those aren't cumbersome, right?
At times, she has screws in her bones to anchor her breathing device.
And
by the way,
away, my lord.
By the way, screws in your bones really sounds like a Lamb of God song, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah.
She screws in your bones.
She may soon have no option for a cure except a heart and lung transplant, an extremely risky procedure.
Yeah, no shit.
All this could have been prevented if her infancy by closing a small congenial hole in her heart
and not being inside that casket factory.
It could have been successfully treated in years later before irreversible damage was done. But Mariah's parents,
another good Lamb of God song, irreversible damage.
Mm, yes. But Mariah's parents were fundamentalist Mormons who went off the grid in northern Idaho in the 1990s and refused to take her children to the doctors.
None of that sounds fun.
No.
Fundamentalist Mormons in Idaho and off the grid? All those words sound terrible.
They believe that her illness could be healed through faith and the power of prayer.
It can't?
Mm-hmm.
God.
As she grew sicker and sicker, Mariah's parents would pray over her and use alternative medicine until finally she left home 2 years ago. She did not have a Social Security number or a birth certificate. Had they been in the neighboring Oregon, her parents could have been booked for medical neglect. In Mariah's case, as in scores of others of instances of preventable death among children in Idaho since 1970.
Yeah, but Idaho don't give a fuck.
Nope. Laws exempt dogmatic faith healers from prosecution.
Can somebody please Photoshop the Thug Life glasses and a joint on a picture of Idaho, please? Thank you.
And she and her sister recently took part in a panel discussion with lawmakers at the state capitol about the issue. Idaho is one of the only 6 states that offer faith-based shield for felony crimes such as manslaughter.
And potato slaughter.
So she's not dead yet, but technically it is manslaughter.
Right.
Wow.
Some of those enjoying legal protection are fringe Mormon families like Mariah's, many of whom live in the state's north, but a large number of children have died in southern Idaho near Boise in families belonging to a reclusive Pentecostal faith healing sect called Followers of Christ. In Canyon County, just west of the capital, the sect's Peaceful Valley Cemetery is full of graves marking the deaths of children who lived a day, a week, a month.
Later, what is wrong with these people? Sorry. I mean, I just... They're literally endangering their children's lives because of God.
Can we at least attempt to play a devil's advocate or see their side?
All right, that's
because
fine.
I know that
I'm the devil.
Because I know
a great ass.
All four.
Oh, you're doing the I see what you're doing. You're doing the Pacino one. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good devil.
I'm sure all four of us would say
great ass.
Would say,
oh, I'll be the Rodney Dangerfield devil from Little Nicky.
Okay.
I get no respect. I'm the devil. That was good, right?
And it was terrible.
That's really good, yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, Harvey Keitel was a devil.
No. Harvey Keitel was one of the devils, but his granddad was Rodney Dangerfield. Was
that the last movie he did?
Last movie he did was Meet Wally Sparks.
How do you know?
How do you know that?
You're really Rain Man when it comes to some of this stuff.
And also with the whole autism thing.
Right, that thing, too. Yeah.
I'm really good with bar trivia.
Okay, but seriously, let's try to think of a legitimate side to the opposing argument on should we let kids get medicine?
Okay, how about this? I'll play the religious person, you play the medical person. Explain to me why we should get vaccines.
Why we should get vaccines?
Why we should.
Okay.
And then I'll rebut as a Christian.
Because we have the herd health mentality because some kids are too young to be able to get the vaccine. So if older people have gotten the vaccines, they won't have things like the measles to give to the younger kids that can't take the vaccine at that time.
Okay, my rebuttal? God!
What about God?
He's the Lord.
And what does that have to do with vaccines?
Bible.
What does God in the Bible have to do with giving a child a vaccine?
He'll protect us
Leviticus.
With his love.
Okay, and what if the kid gets the disease without getting the vaccine that you chose not to give him because of God in the Bible?
Abraham.
That's not an answer. Now you're just
God is
people.
The God is the answer.
Yeah.
Cain and Abel.
Well, no, seriously, what's the devil's advocate? Thinning the herd, natural selection? No.
Thinning the herd, another Lamb of God song.
That's fake, dude. Three.
Thinning the herd. Say who gives a fuck.
Maybe it's a story.
They are playing at Vixens.
Maybe it's a story to tell people that if they're not ready to vaccinate children, then maybe they should just not have children at all. If you don't have a child, then you don't have to vaccinate them or not vaccinate them. Maybe this is a whole big story on overpopulation. Maybe it's a story on global warming. Do you know what the carbon footprint is of a child?
No. Size 12.
I can only imagine the amount of landfills that are filled with those shit dirty diapers that don't biodegrade.
Think about how much cheese one child consumes throughout the course of their life.
Jeez.
And then think about the torture of the cows that have to feed that child. All that
I don't
cheese.
Torture so I like much. To use the wheel scale. Your nipple sucked on, they get to have that all the time, and they got eight of them.
Yeah, Marie, I like to use the wheel scale. I like to say 11 and a half wheels.
Thank you, John. At least John is giving me numbers. Facts and figures, guys. Facts and figures. We have to know how many wheels of cheese are at stake with these children and their vaccinations.
Oh, man. Cheese on steak.
That's good.
Oh, that is good. Delicious. That is good.
Some blue cheese on some steak.
I'm listening to John's policy. John, are you running for Congress? Under the cheese policy?
Yeah. We're actually the cheese wheelers.
Oh, that's a new party, the cheese wheelers? Go on. What's the platform about?
The platform is stacks of cheese, and we use the cheese wheel as our
Yes.
You okay?
Oh no, Big Cheese got him. Big Cheese just got him. We were exposing the truth, guys.
I think John just cut out.
I love the timing on that.
That is kind of suspicious. Illuminati.
I'm still here.
Oh, there you are.
Through your body.
There you are, John. Sorry. You cut off when you were starting to talk about your cheese wheel
policy. What is it with these sects? Is there more? About these fucking weirdos?
Oh, there's a whole lot
I'm
more.
I'm just curious. I'm why? Like, what's
I mean,
their
it's a lot. Like, it goes on for
fine,
pages.
But what's fine, but read me some excerpts.
I will read the very last sentence.
Okay.
Gannon, the Democratic legislator, says...
Gannon ruled all of Hyrule.
Of Hyrule, yes.
Says, for his part, that his bill will back next year. Will be back next year. It's not going away. He says, dead children don't care about the First Amendment.
Hashtag Triforce.
So, okay, so
God song.
So they're arguing.
Fill in the blank.
They're they're so wait, they're using the First Amendment as the reason why they're not they have the right to not vaccinate?
I don't think they understand how that amendment works.
I don't think that's what free speech is, or yeah. Am I wrong? Mm-mm.
I guess, yeah, there's a new Let Them Live campaign involving a television ad campaign featuring Mariah is being coordinated by some dude at Protect Idaho Kids. Resources are limited, but confident that the improved public awareness will build pressure on legislators.
And seriously, like, at least...
So I guess they're fighting the good fight, but not doing much in Idaho.
At least once a month on the show, we have a story of someone that tried to heal cancer with maple syrup, with their kid's cancer, maple syrup or something stupid. It's like...
Or solarian root.
Like, that's not free speech when you're not giving someone medicine that needs it, you know? That's just being a fucking neglectful parent.
I give Shiloh a baby aspirin every day, and he's fine. You know, he has a little respirator that he walks around with.
Now, baby. These people wouldn't even use baby aspirin. They use nothing.
Nothing, that's right.
It's a bunch of a Sparta mentality. It's like, if you can't fight your way through it, you weren't strong enough to...
But they
will guise that in... The whole thing with the Lord or yeah.
Lord. Lord.
And also, they're real big on methamphetamines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This group or just Mormons in general?
Mormons in general.
Right. Really? They're all meth heads. No, that's a fact. Yeah, mm-hmm. she's right.
Yeah. The alliteration isn't a coincidence.
Yeah.
Meth Mormons? No.
What?
That's totally true.
Meth Mormons, another Lamb of God song.
Say who gives a fuck?
Now, I
fucking love Lamb of God, man.
I do too, actually.
I'm here to tell you. Hello, everybody. I'm here to tell you.
Hi, Pastor.
Right
Royce.
Now. Sorry, I'm a little late. I had to stop at 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee. It's my all-time favorite drink. Anyway, I want to talk about this. First off, I think you have every right, not only in the First Amendment, but in the Bible. If you don't want to vaccinate your kids, you don't have to. If you don't want to give them medicine, that's fine, because you know what protects you? Jesus. Here's a perfect example. Abraham was going to kill his son. You know who protected him? God. Ooh. God protected him. Yeah, God told him not to.
But God also told him to actually kill his son first.
It was kind of like one big asshole test. Like, hey, look, you know, he was like, from what it seemed like to me when I used to read the Bible, Pastor Royce, to all respect, it seemed like God kind of was just looking over at like Michael and said, look, watch what I can get this fucker to do. And he loves me so much, he's going to do it. You know what I mean? It was like a very much of a high school bully type of story rather than any other kind of like learning things. So that's what I got from it. What are you talking about?
Well, what I'm first off, Dutch, watch your fucking language, you b-hole.
Sorry.
You know, what you got to do is do what I did. You see how I did b-hole instead of using the word?
Well, you just said the F word, though, like 3 seconds before that.
I don't believe that's true, Dutch. And you know what? Listen,
well,
the
I
devil.
Can pull it back,
no,
but...
you don't have to. The devil might have gone into the electrical system and edited. Anyway, Dutch, listen, brother Dutch, I want you to pay attention here. This is very,
yes,
very, very important.
Okay.
Okay. We do not need to put poisons inside of our children. What we need to put inside of our children is God.
Not poison so much. Medicine is the opposite of poison. It fixes things.
Yeah, we want medicine in our children.
Yeah, you know what? The opposite of God is the devil. That's my rebuke to that.
It doesn't really talk about something.
Well, I think that's about as good of an explanation as we're going to get on the whole vaccination thing. But while we have Pastor Royce, I know I noticed that you've been active on Facebook now.
Pastor Royce doesn't have his own Facebook, so my good friend, the other Royce, we haven't have the same name, we're different people. He posts for me sometimes, and you know, maybe Pastor Royce should get his own Facebook page. Anyway,
praise Jesus.
I had him post on his social media, Facebook, to some of his followers to ask him some questions, and I was overwhelmed by the amount of questions. Here's the problem, though. I promised I would Facebook Live this for all my peeps,
mm-hmm.
So I'll be doing that. I just want to make sure everyone's ready.
That's not a problem.
Okay, perfect. I have this new confangled device here, my Motorola Razr. I hope it works for what I'm about to do. See, Pastor Royce answers your questions. All right, Marie, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start this, and what you're going to do is you're just going to read me these questions, and I'm going to answer them. But first, let me say hi to all my Facebook peeps. All right. No, not you.
Aw.
Hello, everybody. Pastor Royce here. I am live right now on the Hippo Juice Show on morelikeradio.com/live. And I was informed that you wanted me to answer some of your questions. So I'll be doing that today live. Now, if you want to be part of the show, like I said, go to morelikeradio.com/live. Now, Sister Marie, if you could read some of these questions for me, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. Question number one, why are you so shitty at your job?
Okay, first off, I don't like how we're starting this. I think I'm very good at my job, and I don't like that we're using the S word right off the bat. Have some fucking class. Let's move on to some serious questions. I'm not even going to play with that one.
Okay, question number two comes from Brother Mitch. I am a student of history, and I think in order to move forward, we need to keep in touch with our past, specifically legally owning slaves. Apparently, that is frowned upon these days. How can I reach a middle ground?
Well, here's your middle ground. Now, if you read the Bible, slaves were commonplace. Now, if you want to know my opinions, I am against having African Americans or even minority as slaves. I think we need to go back to Egyptian times and start having Jewish people as slaves. Because let's face it, they don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in the Lord. So why are they even here? So,
Pastor Royce, what about Jews for Jesus?
Now, I was just asked here by my friend John. You can't hear him. What about Jews for Jesus? Now, isn't that an oxymoron? Isn't that an oxymoron? You think because you have fish on your toast that all of a sudden that you believe in God? That's wrong. Next question, Sister Marie.
Yes, sir. How much crop top is acceptable if I'm grossly overweight?
Well, this is a very, very good question. Now, I'll have you know that I am a women's husky. I shop there, and before everyone laughs at me, I wear husky. I wear women's huskies just so when I go to bed, and also kind of when I go out, and also all the time. I'm always wearing women's crop tops.
So you're basically wearing women's clothes,
right? So to answer your question, I would say medium. What's the next question, Sister Marie?
Okay, what pant leg style won't upset Jesus?
Well, this is a good question. Now, I don't know if this is for a man or for a woman, but what I do know is Jesus liked a good robe. So you need to wear robe-like material. Maybe tight white pants and maybe get your crotch wet so you can see the outline of the delicious penis the Lord gave you. Next question.
Okay. Could Jesus Christ hit a curveball, or did you really need to pray to Jobu on breaking balls?
Okay, first off, can Jesus hit a curveball? Not a lot of people know this, but in Leviticus, if you read in between the lines, it says he was a switch hitter. So, yeah, he could hit on both sides of the plate. And let me tell you something, cleanup hitter. Answer, yes, Jesus could hit a curveball. Next question.
All right, short and sweet one. Length or girth?
Length or girth. Now, what are we talking about? Because my girth of love for the Lord is huge, and sometimes my throbbing length of how much I want to touch God, it just throbs and throbs in my pants.
You want to touch God?
And I want to, we're talking about length and girth of our love for the Lord, I'm assuming. Mm. No one would ask an inappropriate question.
But then if you have a lot of length, then shouldn't you like loosen up the crotch at the tailor and go for maybe like a baggy fit?
Next question, Marie.
Okay. This one comes from a woman that is dating a man.
Already the question's faulty because it's coming from a woman. But I'll entertain it and we'll pretend she's a person.
Okay. How can we make cheetah print socially acceptable specifically for her and her
Well, first off, cheetah print is socially acceptable. The only thing I recommend is kill a real cheetah because we have a Second Amendment right to kill cats. I believe I interpret that correctly.
Okay, I think that answers her question.
Next question.
How young is too young? I'm told he's an expert.
How young is too young? Now, to love the Lord, there is no age limit. You can be any age to love the Lord. Actually, sometimes Pastor Roy sits outside of playgrounds and yells, "Come here, little kids. I have a surprise for you in my pants." And then what I do is I pull out a Bible and I give it to them. I've been arrested several times, several misunderstandings. Now, for anyone listening out in Facebook land, Pastor Royce is answering questions. Just go to morelikeradio.com live right now if you want to watch him and ask more questions live. Sister Marie, more questions, please.
All right. Brother Will is actually asking this for a friend. Mm-hmm. Is it wrong to walk into a nursing home and get a throbbing erection?
It's wrong not to, because getting an erection when you walk into an old folks home means, hey, I am still a sexual being. And you know what? If God made us after himself, then sure, you're going to get an erection when you're smothering an old lady like I did once in El Paso. Next question.
All right. This one's from Brother Donovan. Is sending dickless pics or dickless dicks pics a sin?
Now, it's
dickless,
not a
dick pics.
It's, I saw the picture here. It's a picture of a penis that's tucked away in between your legs.
Oh,
and like I'll say why.
Lance kind of thing.
I'll say it's a sin, because have you heard that song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine? It's actually about your genitals and making sure everybody sees them.
Oh, I was okay.
Next question, Marie.
All right, Brother Donovan actually had three parters to this question.
Oh, God, I love Brother Donovan. Always looking for the truth.
All right, Brother Donovan's second question was, why does Naughty Claus only come out to play around Jeebus' birthday?
I don't know what that means, but what I will say is, I think on Christmas you get a reprieve for jerking off homeless people. Last question, because Pastor Royce has to go.
Okay. And lastly, is it okay to let strangers grope you in public if they tell you they are a doctor first?
Well, I do the same thing, but I tell them I'm a pastor and I'm going to save them with my hands, because the Lord goes through my hands. And the best way to put the Lord inside of you, anally. Just like a suppository. No digestion, bypasses the liver. Pastor Royce is out. People in Facebook land, more like Raider.com Live. These lovely folks here are going to continue the show. But thank you, everybody, for joining me in this week's Ask Pastor Royce.
Praise Jesus.
Man, he was rapid firing.
Woo! He just left. He just got in his Cadillac and left.
Oh, shoot. I forgot that. We should have asked him the question from the chat room. He says, I'm poor and having some friends over this weekend. Can Jesus show up and do that wine to water thing?
Oh, maybe I could get him. Pastor Royce. Hold on one second. Sorry, I was looking for my members only jacket. I was just out the door. What was the question, Dutch?
There's a chat guest. Change your name. It says, I'm poor and having some friends over this weekend. Can Jesus show up and do that water from wine thing, please?
First off, I hope you're being serious. And Jesus can't do that. Actually, biblical accuracy shows he actually turned water into Zima, and it was warm. So it wasn't that great of a miracle. I think the blind one's more impressive.
Oh.
But I do have to get out of here. My Cadillac is running, and I have four of my dogs in there. And right now I leave the car running because I want the radio for them, but I turn the air off because I don't want them to be comfortable.
Oh, that seems
so. I got to get going.
Okay, bye, Pastor Royce.
All right, he's gone. I don't know what his problem is. He's always angry.
I don't know if he's angry. I think he's more just passionate.
Yeah, I guess passionate's good. Is a good. Good term for it. Okay, so do we have one more story before we go to break, Marie? Do you want to pull something for us?
Do we have another story? Why this pregnant woman walked out of a Subway restaurant in tears?
Ooh, okay, yeah. There's a video. Scroll down.
Because the baby was in
his. Scroll down. Play the video.
Do you want me to play it? Is the video not worth watching?
No, nah, just the audio. Yeah. Okay. It's just.
For soon to be mother of two, Cassidy Small. Her children are her priority, especially when it comes to the health of her unborn child.
You know, I'm expecting, and doctors recommend
that I eat a ton of Subway.
As much as you can.
You don't eat deli meat unless it's thoroughly heated. So
pause. Doctors would also agree that Subway isn't deli meat. So,
and also, Subway is not the best thing that a pregnant woman should be ingesting.
Or any human being, really, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Isn't, like, their bread, like, isn't there chemicals in there that are from, like, yoga mats?
I don't know, but
all fast food.
I don't know, but when you look at the bread that has quotation marks around it, go ahead.
Subway, I just usually ask them to microwave the meat first.
Yes, because microwaving the meat first makes it better.
Just have them toasted, silly.
She said she wanted the meat microwaved first and then also toasted.
What a fucking cunt.
Cassidy went into this Subway in Adel on Saturday afternoon. She says a male employee belittled her request and refused to help her.
And just said he's really busy and that this is fast food, not fine dining, which I thought was
very true.
Come on, dude. Just fucking throw in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Mike Douglas in the chat room says she just showed up so Jared could watch her kids. Hey, can you keep an eye on for me?
Sure thing, boss.
Go ahead.
Request seemed like pretty strong statement for him to say.
She says the employee would only toast the sandwich, not warm the meat.
What? Dude, come on! Just fucking microwave it. Who gives a shit?
Microwaving it will take 30 seconds. I'm sure the argument took longer.
Toasting takes 30 seconds.
I'm sure the argument was saying no.
How busy was the restaurant?
It doesn't matter. The sheer back and forth of saying, no, I won't do that. Why won't you do that? You've already wasted the time. It could have been microwaved.
Dude, if I was standing behind her, I would have been like, dude, just fucking microwave it.
Yeah, exactly. I would have, same thing I would have been like, fucking microwave it. I'll wait. Don't worry. You're not inconveniencing me.
Yeah, especially like, yeah, whoever it is that you're addressing, there's a matter of if it's like he said, fine dining or fast food, you do what that customer needs and then you move on to the next.
No, exactly.
Let everyone else in the line hate that person for taking forever, not you.
I mean, that'd be like, listen, buddy, I've already given up. We've all given up. We're eating at Subway. Can you at least make this terrible decision a little bit better by microwaving the young lady's food?
Like, she's trying to make everybody else in the back of the line, or he's trying to make everybody, them all happy by pissing her off. No. Dude, just have everybody be pissed off at her. They're not going to be mad at you. You're just doing what she asked.
Anyway, it's 30 extra seconds.
Tip jar that's going to affect his tips if, like, he's fucking everybody else over.
Listen, if this woman wants to put extra microwaved radiation into her already processed Subway deli meats for her unborn child, that is her prerogative to do so. Oh, she was doing it for the unborn child.
Well, hold on. Also, if we're going to say that we have to vaccinate kids, I think if you're pregnant, on top of not being able to drink or smoke, you shouldn't be allowed to eat Subway. I think that should be another rule.
I think when you're pregnant, you should be allowed to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
like, something tells me she had like hormones and she was probably really bitchy.
I was gonna say, I wonder actually how the conversation went. Is there any more of the audio?
Yeah, we're only halfway.
Probably a cunt.
We're only halfway through this video, so we can keep
going.
From the meat in the microwave, the woman says the worker even tried to prove the meat was hot enough by pulling out a thermometer. According
and throwing
to the
it in her face.
In the pause, in the time he took out the thermometer, he could have had it in the microwave for 30 seconds.
Yes.
He wasn't asking her to fucking grill up some fresh meat.
Do they have a microwave or is it just like one of those like toaster
they
ovens?
They do. And the reason we know they have a microwave is because last week we talked about how Subway heats up their chicken.
Yeah, they
in
have
a microwave.
Exactly. When you buy like the teriyaki chicken or whatever, they throw
it's
that shit
in
a paper basket and then throw it in the microwave for a second. That way, even though if you don't ask for your sub toasted, some of the meats are still have to be heated up. So
yeah, there's microwaves right there on the counter on every single Subway.
Yup.
Oh, Mike Douglas has a good point. Since Rick Scott banned state money from Planned Parenthood, maybe microwaving her meat was her way of paying for an abortion.
Perhaps.
By the way, so
Rick Scott, don't you mean fucking Moloch the Magnificent?
Yes, and that was I got to give it to Mersh because Mersh is the first person that pointed that out. That's what Rick Scott, our governor, looks like. He looks like Moloch, right, from Watchmen.
Mm.
From the movie, Moloch, whatever, from Watchmen.
Yeah.
Just like him. Look it up. Go ahead, Marina.
All right.
According to the CDC, pregnant women must heat deli meat to 165 degrees to prevent the risk of bacteria, which could be harmful to the baby. She and others who witnessed the conversation eventually left without their food.
And I was in tears, and, that's embarrassing in public. It's easy.
Well, eating at Subway is embarrassing in public.
Crying in a Subway is incredibly embarrassing.
Oh, God. Crying in a Subway. Maybe the saddest words I've ever heard put together in a sentence, right?
Wait. Pregnant woman crying in a Subway.
Oh, God. It's like, where did your life go wrong?
When she spread her legs.
When she asked for her microwave or her meat to be microwaved.
Yeah. Doc Wheatley goes, shit. He does look like Moloch. He really does. Rick Scott looks just like him. Anyway, go ahead.
There's a little bit more to this video. So.
Right, but I was also upset just because it happened.
So Cassidy took to social media, voicing her experience, and dozens came to her defense. Channel 13.
Oh, really? The dozens of friends you had said, fuck this? What a surprise.
That is a Moz class.
That is the beauty of social media now, is like when you get fucked over at an establishment like that.
You can get them back.
You have a place to actually talk about it.
Mm-hmm. It is nice.
It may catch fire, it may not. So,
teen reached out to the restaurant's manager and Subway's headquarters, but did not receive a response.
Because Subway's headquarters is littered with dead bodies after the Jared thing, and they've all killed themselves, and they don't know what to do.
They changed their
everything.
Their tagline.
Everything.
They're trying to be goofy and fresh now, anymore. Pirates and stuff.
It's not even fresh. They have a different tagline now. Like, they completely turned everything over.
Subway, you gave up.
I have no idea what the Subway tagline is.
Subway.
I saw it on
no
TV
kids.
The other day, and I remember going like, oh, they switched their tagline up.
I'm on the Subway website right now. Where can I find the tagline?
It would be underneath it. I don't know what their fucking tagline is.
Oh, damn it. All right.
Are Quiznos still around? I don't see them around anymore.
There's like two or three like franchise. They're not as like Starbucksy as they were before.
Well, the website's still up. So yeah, there are still websites with locations for Quiznos.
And I mean, to my knowledge, none of their spokespeople ever fuck kids.
Oh, good. When I went to Quiznos, it thought I was in Colorado. Let me not be in Colorado.
Why does it think you're in Colorado?
I don't know. When I shared my location, it put me to Florida. But it's just maybe there are headquarters in Colorado.
First Quiznos ever was in Colorado. So was the first Chipotle.
I didn't know that. And, yeah. Oh, Chipotle. You mean E. coli?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's plenty of Quiznos.
They're fucking Chipotle's basically throwing burritos at people's heads because of how much E. coli they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't know what to do about it.
No. Nope.
I've never been a big fan of Chipotle.
They're still crowded. People still go buy their burritos.
Oh, yeah.
See, here we are.
Q-Dub is better.
In Florida, we have Moe's, which is just like it.
You're a Mo.
Bucket of hoes.
Welcome to Moe's.
It's one of those restaurants that yells at you when you walk in, as we've talked about before.
I love being yelled at.
I hate.
And their tip jar is used cast can.
I know I'm in Jimmy John's. Sometimes I want to walk in there and go,
you're in Jimmy John's.
You know how many times I've almost not bought
Jimmy John's.
I've almost not bought a sandwich because
the smells are free.
How great would it be if you walk in?
Free fast Jimmy John's.
How great would it be if you walk in and they go, "Welcome to Jimmy John's," and you just look at them, shake your head, turn around, and just leave.
You think that'll like, nope.
Maybe we should walk into Jimmy John's and before they can yell at us, we yell, "You work at Jimmy John's."
You know what, Dutch? I got an idea.
That's a good dude. That would be a good. That's like a perfect thing to do for.
I'm gonna do that.
What's that 6 second Vine.
Yes,
that's a good Vine bit.
Beat them before they get to it. I was listening to a TJ Miller bit. This just reminded me, and he was talking about. Whenever the plane's about to land, as soon as the wheels touch the ground, he goes, "Welcome to Dallas." That way, the pilot has to go, "We were going to be the first to welcome you to Dallas, but that guy in 19B just welcomed you to Dallas. So let us be the second to welcome you to Dallas."
That is very funny.
It is. His stand-up's great.
Welcome you to Dallas. It's so funny.
I'm going to do that when I go to Baltimore in 2 weeks.
It's just, why are you going to Baltimore? Are you going to kill yourself?
I hope so. I'm the best man at a wedding.
Oh, make sure that you go to Little Italy in Baltimore. It's awesome.
Little Italy.
Get yourself
some fresh crab, dude. There's nothing like Baltimore crab.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I'm going to do is they got like their own in-house beer called Natty Bo.
Natty Bo. Oh, my God, dude. I lived in D.C. for years. Dude, that shit is worse than like Pabst. It's got more like that bitter. It tastes like salted beer. It's awful.
It's beer made out of seawater.
If I had to imagine what grog tasted like from the pirate days, that's what it would be.
Do you think it's beer made with blue crab?
No, grog. With the Old Bay.
Yeah. Doc Willie has a good point. When you land in Baltimore, don't fuck up and yell, "Welcome to Dallas."
Yeah.
Well, I kind of do now. Fuck.
I think you mean Bodymore Murderland.
Bodymore.
Fucking The Wire. All right, Marie, why don't we go to break?
No.
Never. You're right. I apologize.
We're never going to break.
When we come back, we'll have more fun, more stories.
Lasting forever.
Okay, just do it.
Welcome to Moe's.
More Life Radio.
No, you welcome the Moe's.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com
and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to DealFlix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's DealFlix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio! Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you wanna do? You wanna go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't wanna play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one,
the old promo,
it has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're gonna
edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we not 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays, noon to 2 Eastern, with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday, right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
Your exercise?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. All right, let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poose Poose. Right?
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. It's
Bruce Goose.
Loose Noose.
I got it. Loose Noose? Oh, it's Loose Noose. Okay. Loose Noose, 9 p.m. Mondays.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed
off. My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
We've just received a disturbing report that a local man has been kidnapped by radical Occupy protesters and subjected to heaven knows what.
Journalistic ethics prevent us from releasing the man's name, but between you and me, it's Stan Smith.
Stan? Daddy?
Dad?
Ow! Hang now.
We are a radical arm of the Occupy movement. We have several demands. The rich should give their money to the poor. Then the new rich should give their money to the new poor. And then they should go round and round like the Sneetches? Is that what that is? Also, there should be a one-year waiting period to get a gun. And at the end of that year, you don't get a gun.
Second hour, Hibba Juice Show, 954-573-2780, at Hibba Juice Film on Skype, or morelikeradio.com/live in the chat room, as many of you prefer to do. By the way, this is also the Floozies. Badass song, right?
Loving it.
Anyway, and by the way, Dutch, I meant to tell you this off air, but I'll tell you on air because I think it's a good story regardless. You know how on the now we have the YouTube feed, you know, sometimes we play music. And what I thought was cool is YouTube made a new deal with artists. Instead of banning the music during that section of the video, they'll just have a little ad at the bottom where you could get the song that's playing. Instead of muting the video like they used to do or giving you a copyright violation.
That's much more seamless.
Apparently, some bands are not part of that policy, so we cannot play Daft Punk. Because whenever we play Daft Punk, it mutes it, and then I have to delete it from the show. So, FYI, some bands are cool, some are not. Apparently, Daft Punk isn't.
Hmm.
Or at least their record label isn't.
Why won't they be cool?
Because they're French.
Because they wear masks.
It's the French thing, though. I'm going to go with that. That seems the most plausible. So, what do we want to get into in the second hour? I read something on Huffington Post, HuffPo. That... that they're, and I think I mentioned yesterday in Dutch and Royce, but I was reading more about it, that the Republicans are really, really thinking that about, or they're thinking the Republicans are going to nominate Kasich.
Who?
The third dude who's still running.
Well, it's not up to them. It's up to the
first name?
Yeah, but the problem is if from what I've been reading correctly, like I'm not a political fucking major or anything, but if Trump doesn't get all the correct amount of delegates, then it's an open convention and means that they could lobby and then the convention would decide. The convention would then decide who the nominee is.
But that's not how democracy works.
I understand that. I'm just letting you know. Hey, the Democrats have a fucked up system, too. They're the ones with the superdelegates. They set it up that even if you have the most popular votes, every elected official is apparently a superdelegate. And their votes count more than, you know, a regular vote. So, again, democracy. Right?
Stupid.
No,
but no. Seriously, who is this guy? I haven't even really been paying attention.
Kasich, he's like the third dude. Most popular.
He's
guy.
Only won Ohio. He won Ohio.
How do you spell his name?
O-H-I-O.
K-A-I-S-C-H or C-K? I don't really fucking know. He's asking me to spell. I'm a fucking terrible speller.
John Kasich?
Yes.
Well, I just clicked on his paid ad, and I'm not going to support him, so sorry, you just spent money on me.
There you go, Marie. Fight the power.
I am fighting the power. I am going to allow him to share my location, though. Support John Kasich today. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to click next. I don't want to support him. Who is this dude?
He's a Republican.
I must choose an amount before proceeding to the next step. Zero. I choose.
Wow, that's a fucked up fucking way to get people to donate.
Zero. I choose $0. Why can't I proceed to the next step?
72-year-old, forget it. 72-year-old lost in the wilderness for 9 days. Share survival story. You know what? Maybe this is one we put so we could all see.
Okay.
Because I think this is a more of a show her weird face. Okay, here we go. Yes, that's Kasich. Marie just posted it in the chat room.
Okay. Meet John Kasich. Husband, father, friend, person of faith, boo, leader, change agent. John Kasich is a lot of things.
But a robot trying to pretend to be a human being is not one of them.
Through all of them, he runs honest, direct, authentic, tenacious approach to life that has allowed him time and again to do what they said couldn't be done. And as
John Kasich looks like someone that should be doing an erectile dysfunction commercial, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
Or a spokesperson for something.
Right.
And as like his mom told him as a little boy, make things a little better because you were there.
His mom sounds like a terror. As she went into a room with two black gentlemen.
I think all politicians should avoid the words little boy. Just don't say it. You don't need to go there.
Yeah, it's better to say baby fucker.
It just don't ever go there.
72-year-old survives 9 days in the Arizona wilderness.
There was no means of communication. Everywhere I looked, there were nothing having to do
there
with human habitation.
Nothing.
Praying to the highest of the high and asking for help, however, whenever, but as fast as possible.
Okay.
She's crazy.
She survived nine days.
She should have had a sat phone.
But she looks like a fucking crazy person.
Please.
A resourceful, strong woman.
Okay, first off, who's this hottie news anchor?
Ooh, she is hot.
And the girl's fine, too, I guess.
Tittles?
Developing details tonight on this Arizona woman who survived 9 days lost and alone in the Arizona wilderness. You saw her telling her incredible survival story live on 12
Marie,
News
what kind
afternoon.
Of a dress is that she's wearing?
A blue one?
No, like the style of it.
I can't really.
If you back it up a little bit, you'll see more. It's
really
like
praying to the highest of the high.
Go that far back.
Too bad. Now we have to hear her again.
And asking for help, however, whenever, but as fast as possible, please.
A resourceful, strong woman.
I don't fucking know.
It's a girl. Whatever. I was just gonna say I like that type of dress.
Call it a sundress or an A-line, and it's blue.
Sundress. Okay.
Developing details tonight on this Arizona woman who survived 9 days lost and alone in the Arizona wilderness. You saw her telling her incredible survival story live on 12 News this afternoon.
Well, tonight, Ann Rogers is back at her Tucson home, glad to be alive. Trisha Hendricks picks up the story with the interview you saw first on 12 News.
Ooh. We caught up with Ann Rogers at her home here in Tucson, relieved to be home safe and sound.
All things considered, fabulous.
First off, look at her fucking raceway hat. This lady's fucking crazy.
She lost some weight and got a few scratches along the way.
It has been a trek.
How much weight can you possibly lose in 9 days?
In Arizona, she probably sweated out a lot of it.
Spiritual journey.
Tonight, Ann Rogers is just proud to call herself a survivor.
I'm
a survivor. I'm not going to give up. Keep on surviving.
What? And broke down. The electric went
down. Oh, single
ladies. Further.
Looking back, she says she would have stayed with her vehicle, but after spending one night in her car, she tried climbing. Several ridgelines to try to get a stronger cell phone signal.
Below freezing every single night.
That was the beginning of 9 days stranded with her dog, Queenie.
I had a fire lighter with me.
So I lit the dog on fire.
No.
And
I
ate it.
I had a fire lighter with me.
Yeah, she had a fire
lighter.
I had a fire lighter with me.
As opposed to those freeze lighters.
I had a food sandwich And I
had a sandwich.
I had some liquid milk, and
so I was able to walk with my feet legs.
My feet legs were they were sore. I'm not gonna lie, but my hand fingers, my hand fingers opened it right up.
Thank God I had those soul protecting shoes.
Good thing I had my foot baskets and I had my hand pants.
My hand pants. That's the most redneck way to call a fucking
hand pants.
I got hand pants.
That from now on.
I don't remember what she said in the beginning of how she got trapped in the desert. Did she run out of gas?
I left my moon lookers at home, so I couldn't find my way with the North Star.
I had a Nutella jar with me, which became my water vessel.
She ended up
my water vessel.
Water vessel.
What's wrong with her? Maybe she got lost out there. Maybe, you know what it was? Her husband probably left her out there to die like a fucking old dog.
Right, or her grandkids.
But she just gets lost.
Like, oh, Gam Gam, you're back.
We can't fucking kill her.
Yeah, we're going to go in the driving car automobile.
Driving car automobile.
Surviving on vegetation and pond water, building campfires at night.
I did cry.
Turns out she was behind an Arby's.
But no one wants to eat at Arby's.
Turns out she got lost in a Bass Pro Shop.
Everywhere I looked, there were nothing having to do with human habitation.
She passed time by drawing and left.
That's a terrible drawing. Hold on.
There were nothing having to do with human habitation.
Look at her drawing, Dutch. Look at her drawing.
I saw a kitty.
That's a bad drawing.
I saw the kitty.
Time by drawing and left clues like help made out of sticks next to part of a carcass she found, hoping someone would eventually rescue her.
And I detached it from the
masturbated with it for 20 minutes.
Dude, if you look at like those stupid drawings, I mean, it wouldn't have taken 9 days had she not stopped and drew everything.
Yeah. If you were fucking Breaking Bad, you would have built a battery out of potatoes like he did to get back.
I am the danger.
Rest of the ribs and drug it out on the sand to point toward my help sign.
After 9 days, when she finally saw the DPS air unit above,
that's what I was doing.
Words exchanged.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
We so what? Her car ran out of gas, or what happened? I missed that first part. You have to go back to it.
I'm not going
to
lie. I was not paying.
Mike Douglas said ran out of gas. Thank you, Mike Douglas, for listening in our chat.
We're not even listening on our own show. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Find you only a body. Not alive.
She says this isn't the first time she's been lost, but
first time in a helicopter in my life. Yahoo!
Oh my God! Throw her out of the helicopter.
I hate this woman.
She's a loony.
Put her back in the wilderness, please.
Finally, have human contact and see that they were there. It was overwhelming. What I feel like is a survivor.
After all of this, Rogers was taken to the hospital in Payson for dehydration.
Howdy,
I know. Look at this cutie.
What's going on in Arizona? Girls in sundresses and
at Trisha Hendricks.
They probably all graduated from
Arizona. She has an eating disorder.
They probably all graduated from Arizona State.
Exposure.
Ooh, they're all
in
slutty.
Tucson.
Oh yeah, the Arizona State girls are all sluts,
and they just won Heroes of the Dorm.
Yep. Fucking. All right. Well, that's the end of that.
That was a cool story.
Cool story, Hansel.
End
of story.
Cool story, Hansel.
Thanks, Olaf.
She probably just wandered back there because she saw a pretty sunset and got lost.
Turns out her car didn't run out of gas at all.
Turns out she didn't have a car.
Turns out she was an evil witch spirit. That took human form. Okay, Marie, another story, please.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Whoa!
First scene, come on.
I know, I'm better than that, guys.
You know, this cunt over here is being a real B-word lately.
I am.
Whoa.
I said B-word.
He did.
Okay, go ahead.
He was fine. Sony's Emoji Movie is going to take place entirely inside a smartphone.
Back up.
What?
Oh, Sony is a company that produces...
No, too far.
Okay.
In the dawn of new technology.
Emojis are emoticons.
But they're making a movie out of emojis? How's this going to work?
Well, they can't do Spider-Man anymore, so...
They're really...
You're right.
It gets good, Marie. They're really sad. So they're making emojis.
Yeah. Sony is doing an emoji movie. And yes, it's taking place entirely inside a smartphone. What's not to understand?
Is it being produced by Adam Sandler?
I mean, the whole core concept, I guess, is what I don't understand.
Let's see. Sure, the idea of making a movie based on emojis may seem like an awesome idea. Actually, out of the moment, cultural...
To whom?
Cultural cash grab.
To her.
But what if the spot...
This is a big if.
Awesome. But what if the Spotify mobile app also had a starring role?
What?
Spotify, the mobile app?
Wait, what about they're it? Making a... Is this a commercial or a movie?
Doesn't matter.
Sounds like it's...
You're going to go see it.
No, I'm not. There's no way. Listen, first off, as a journalist, as I pointed out yesterday on Dutch and Morris,
you're not a journalist yet.
I'm doing movie reviews. For those who didn't hear yesterday, I'm doing movie reviews for the Lakeland Ledger.
Oh God, can you please go do this one?
And
oh my God, movie skim.
Well, when this one comes out, I will review it. But I'm reviewing the Jungle Book this week. As a journalist and my journalist integrity, I cannot reveal my sources. I don't. That doesn't work in this context. But I've always wanted to say that. So I cannot reveal my sources.
Okay.
Sources for what? We didn't ask you a question.
Dutch, stop prying me. I'll go to jail for my sources. I'm a journalist.
Source?
I'm a journalist!
Keywords now.
Keywords?
Harvey Dent. Can we trust him?
Well, according to The Wrap, that's the plan for the upcoming The Emoji Movie, and it's just one of many brand partnerships that the studio is pursuing with the new film.
I'm assuming it's a kids movie then, right?
No, it's actually a drama for adults.
Shut up.
I'm kidding. I don't know. This is the first time I'm reading about it. I'm literally reading it with you right now. I've never read this story before.
Well, I'm speculating.
Let's explore together.
Yes.
During last night. School
this adventure.
Yes. During last night.
Marie says, let's explore together. I imagine her in college, like exploring with another girl. That doesn't work for me.
Well, we're wearing backpacks.
How does it not work for you?
Well, no, sexually it does.
Gay bro?
Story. No, I am not.
Ha! Gay!
Go ahead.
That took too long. During last
what
night's...
What is that from?
That's from Community.
You're right. It did take too long.
Because you know why? I'm kicking my feet up, relaxing.
He looks so lazy right now.
Yeah, my feet... The camera can't see this, but my feet are kicked up on the couch. I'm
like,
chilling.
He just like reached his arm over like... Eh.
Yeah, I had to... Because my keyboard's the other way.
Shit, I think this is the right button. Go ahead and
go ham sandwich. No, that's not the right one. Whatever. Fuck it.
Destroy John.
Just
He's very sensitive.
Just roll with it.
Perfect.
During last night's CinemaCon presentation, Sony Pictures Animation president Christine Belson took the stage to offer the first concrete details on the movie.
You mean Christine the Mean Belson?
Christine the Mean Belson, yeah.
Wow.
And let's just say it was interesting.
Was it?
Uh-huh. Do you know inside your phone there's a secret world?
Files are in the computer?
It's so simple.
The secret world of Alex Mack?
Yes.
Yes.
Your
phone!
She was so hot. Alex Mack was so hot.
How's she look now?
She still looks pretty good.
She still looks good.
I looked her up recently. She looks good.
All right.
Well, Christine the Mean Benson asked that to the audience before explaining that the movie will apparently take place inside an actual smartphone with the emoji themselves serving as characters living in Emoji Valley.
Oh, this sounds terrible.
Doesn't sound good.
There's things like smartphones home screen are all given physical counterparts in the world of the movie, with Benson mentioning that the studio has partnered with several major app developers.
I could already imagine my review. I wish I could find an emoji for a hot pile of wet garbage, because that's what this movie is.
Well, they have the hot poop symbol.
No, that's poop. It's different.
No, it's actually a chocolate ice cream.
Is it? Because it looks like shit. It looks like shit with eyes. And you know what? Just like people take words, that emoji now means shit. Anyone that reads that, no one's thinking ice cream.
Yep.
Good.
Now,
I'm sorry. I get very emotional about emojis. Everyone knows that about me.
I know. It's true.
And as a journalist, I have to get the facts.
I've been saying it since emojis were invented.
Go ahead.
Now, to be totally fair, it's probably a little early to be
opening your butthole.
Yes.
A little early for that, guys.
Hot.
A little early.
Gyrating the idea of a movie taking place inside a smartphone. After all, the original Tron could easily be described as a movie about the secret world living inside your computer. And that film has achieved legendary status for its groundbreaking visual effects work and overall aesthetics. Point taken. But focusing on hashtag brands as an integral part of a movie seems to be putting the cart before the horse, and it's part of a larger trend from Sony. Don't forget, Sony was the studio behind last year's Pixels. If you really want to know how I felt about that one, I don't care, so I'm going to skip that sentence. To pull this kind
Adam
of thing...
Sandler.
Yeah, to pull this kind of thing off requires a certain level of self-awareness along the lines of what Phil Lord and Chris Miller did with the Lego Movie.
Hey, our boys.
By the way, Phil Lord and Chris Miller dropped out of the MIB 23.
Didn't they have to write the...
Well, that's the title. Sony said the title of the movie is going to be MIB 23, the new Men in Black 21 Jump Street crossover.
Didn't our best friend and super producer Phil Lord admit to us on his last interview that he had to write a script for the Men in Black?
Yes, he did.
Jump Street crossover?
Yes, he did.
And now they're backing out?
Well, they're not directing it. I know that.
But why? Because they think it sucks.
Well, the official reason is because... You're probably right, Dutch, but the official reason is because they're doing the Han Solo movie.
But the unofficial reason is because they probably didn't believe in it.
How is that crossover going to work, the 21 Jump Street Emmett?
We don't know.
I will back anything that Phil or Chris do, but that just sounds silly.
But they're not doing that. They're not directing. And listen, I think that's probably why they're not. They're probably, okay, no. Because like it doesn't make sense. Like, as silly as 21 and 22 Jump Street was, it was still based in reality. You know what I mean? Like, it was.
Here's probably what happened. They're like, can you guys write a script for it? Like, oh, we want to fuck it. We'll pay you for the script. You don't have to direct it.
Yeah, Mal, no, that's the real name. All
right, we got a mortgage.
That's the real name, MIB 23. Will Smith.
Sony's it's also Sony. Sony's Men in Black 21 Jump Street crossover gets the perfect title.
MIB?
Really?
23.
As unlikely as it may seem that Men in Black and 21 Jump Street crossover is really happening, how do we know? Because Sony Pictures announced its tentative title Tuesday at CinemaCon in Las Vegas. Man, why don't we get invited to CinemaCon?
Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum will be in the role, so.
Yep. Are you ready? It's called MIB 23, which not only combines the two names of the franchises, but takes a playful jab at Hollywood's obsession with sequels.
Oh, okay. If it's like a trashing type of movie, then yeah.
James Bobbin.
If they're trying to do it legitimately, then I'd be like, yeah.
James Bobbin will step.
Related to Sherry Bobbins?
Uh-huh. James Bobbin will step behind the camera for the crossover, replacing Jump Street directors Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who have their hands full with the Star Wars Han Solo spinoff, yep, among other projects.
I almost made a Bobbin for Apples joke, and I didn't. I'm very glad I didn't.
Actually, the Bobbin pin franchise is what they own.
I won't lie, John. I'll give you this. I'm going to give you this.
He's kind of funny.
And Moss says, Jonah Hill will be in anything. He's in your house right now. Thank you, Maul.
Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum will reprise their Jump Street roles as Janko and Schmidt, but Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones aren't expected to don the black suits and shades again.
African-American suits.
You're right.
Doesn't Will Smith want to be Batman, but he's not saying he wants to be Batman?
No. Will Smith is... No, he's already playing What's-His-Face in the Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah, he's being Deadshot, but I heard that there was like an interview saying...
Oh, really?
That
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's Deadshot in the Suicide Squad movie.
I can't wait for the Suicide Squad movie. It looks like
I don't know how I feel about it.
Have you seen the new trailer?
No.
It's good.
Go ahead. But the thing is, like, they've been...
The new
like,
one, no. Go ahead, John.
Just the marketing team has only been focusing on Joker and Harley Quinn, not so much the rest of the Suicide Squad.
Because they know that, because they have to, because they know it's the, what,
it's so far out. I mean, if they're going to be doing teaser stuff, they're going to focus on the ones that people know.
Here's the trailer.
And then they're going to like slowly kind of introduce it.
Let's go ahead and play it.
Come on, John, you know this shit.
Let's go ahead and play it. It's a blitz
trailer. I know this shit, but I know that a lot of people have no idea that the majority of the idiots that live in the world do not know that Will Smith is in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I was one of them until about 30 seconds
ago. Let's play the trailer.
Okay.
Gentlemen, ladies, what if Superman had decided to fly down, rip off the roof of the White House, grab the president right out of the Oval Office? Who would have stopped him?
Sounds like Joel.
I want to build a team of some very bad people who I think can do some good.
Y'all jokers must be crazy. I'm not just one of y'all
many toys. Woo!
What?
Hot.
This is the deal. You disobey me, you die. Try to escape, you die.
You got a boyfriend?
You irritator vex me.
I'm known to be quite vexing. I'm just forewarning you.
You die.
They get caught, we throw them under the bus.
What a ride!
Let's play!
Come on, got some better attempts?
Good song. Good song.
Not good.
Don't forget, we're the bad guys.
How you sweet talking me? All of that chit chat's gonna get you hurt.
Batman's in it.
Didn't they do a lot of reshoots to put him in there?
Yeah.
You want to see something?
I was just trying to get you there. No hard feelings, right? We good.
So is this have just like beer. That?
Whiskey.
What am I, 12?
How about you hot stuff?
Water.
That's a good idea, honey.
So this is one of those things like Batman versus Superman where really you only care about the female in the movie.
Well, I love Harley Quinn. I've always loved Harley Quinn. But the movie looks good. Doesn't it look good?
It's R, right? If it's not R, then it's not worth seeing.
They haven't said
it's PG-13.
No, they haven't said what it's rated yet.
Oh, no. They better be R. Come on. They had such a great success with the whole Deadpool thing. Yeah. They got to make this one R.
But that was Fox Marvel. This is
no,
DC.
But he means superhero movies in
just
general.
Just the idea of having an R. Because dude, if you the old Suicide Squad,
it's pretty dark.
Comics were R,
pretty dark,
just like the just like Deadpool was.
But so. You know, it's great. It's the trailer though looks really. I got to say, so far the little I've seen with Jared Leto as a Joker, I like the voice he's doing.
I think it's a good idea.
Good. It's a good voice,
you
know.
If you're going to have anybody else play him, well, that is great.
To continue with the movie stuff, Ben Affleck just announced today that he's directing and starring in the next solo Batman movie. So he's directing.
He's also directing
well. Directing. He's a good director, but yeah. He's starring in it as well. So I don't know if it's going to be good or bad, but
he's directing himself.
He's directing himself. Correct.
Who the hell cares?
Thank you,
done
Peter.
With Batman.
I'm not. I like Batman.
Bruce loves Batman.
I would like them to do different DC characters instead of just Batman, Superman, and, you know.
Wonder Woman. I was so intrigued by Wonder Woman.
Oh, by the way, before Daredevil season 3 comes out, they're going to do the Defenders Netflix series, which is going to be Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist and Luke Cage team up.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
And now, is that going to be before the Luke Cage one?
It's going to be after the Luke Cage one, but before Daredevil and Jessica Jones season 3. The next seasons are there.
Well, they need to do a fucking Punisher one, man.
Yeah, he was great.
They sure do. They sure do.
No. But
no,
his
from,
own.
No,
a spinoff
idiot.
From the Daredevil series on Netflix that had Punisher in it this season.
Thank you, Marie.
Yes. I thought you meant a movie.
Have you seen it at all, Dutch?
No. I've only seen the first episode. I still need to catch up.
Dude,
on it.
Shane is plays the Punisher.
Yeah, I know
so
that. We talked about that.
The second season,
he does a great job.
Was so goddamn dark.
Very good. Well, while we're still talking about DC and Batman, you did also pull up a BuzzFeed article, which is quite relevant and very important that I read it.
Sure.
Jared Leto sent his Suicide Squad castmates use condoms and anal beads.
Yes, this is true. Jared Leto's apparently a prankster. Go ahead.
Oh, maybe that's how he got the job.
Well, he was apparently getting in.
Is he a
character.
Method actor, or was he just being the channeling the Joker?
Well, from what I read,
both?
Method actor. Go ahead, read it.
Back in February, Viola Davis revealed to Vanity Fair that her Suicide Squad co-star Jared Leto got really, really into his role as the Joker. He sent some pretty weird things to his castmates, including a dead hog, bullets, and a rat. But that wasn't all Jared sent to his castmates. At CinemaCon, he revealed to E! Some of the other gifts he gave. Were, as a quote, him saying, "Don't forget the anal beads. Nice. And the used condoms." Oh, and one more thing. Yeah, he sent us used condoms and sticky Playboy magazines.
Funny.
So, in the mail, just sent them?
Adderall, not going to work here anymore, told E, "I got a number of gifts from Jared, include some of which I don't care to talk about." Jared had his reasons, including wanting to create an element of surprise. His quote saying, "I did a lot of things to create a dynamic, to create an element of surprise, of spontaneity, and to really break down any kind of walls. I also did everything only during the time of sunset. It took me 3 years to do. You remember Jared Leto when we were doing
that documentary?
The documentary
Jared,
he did.
We talked about it, but we saw this documentary. Jared Leto's band was the 30 Seconds to Mars, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like them.
And no. They have some good songs. There's nothing to do with the band.
It's just
why did you get off defensive? I was talking with you. I was saying, I know they might have liked them.
So Jared Leto did this documentary about how the record company screws artists. And it was actually really good, you know, in terms of like, and they weren't signing with Atlantic because they said they were screwing regular artists. Now, all the 2-hour documentary at the end, he ended up signing with Atlantic anyway. So it was all worthless. But the whole movie,
did he call himself out on that?
No. The whole movie, every time he says, because at least I could fight for the little guy when I'm on the inside or something stupid, fake, you know. But every shot that he was filmed in, and this is not a joke, it was him during a sunset. He would only film himself during sunsets. It was so weird. I've never seen somebody
he calls himself out like that was during the sunset period.
No, yeah. I was calling it out. I'm like, Royce, every scene in this is shot in a sunset. Yeah. Sunsets only last like a couple of minutes long.
So how long did this documentary take?
For him to film if he's doing day by day waiting for the fucking sunset.
Well, the second 30 Seconds to Mars album apparently like took years to record because they every song they would record like in a different country.
Oh.
He's one of those weird artistic types. Whatever. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Let's see if it goes on. It says, turns out sending your castmates anal beads, sticky magazines, and used condoms is surprising. The Harley Quinn character said, there were many instances where I didn't know what to expect from Jared. I can't even begin to tell you how weird things got.
So he shows up with anal beads and he goes, he went to Jared's.
And then his last
of
quote.
The jewelry commercial.
I got it.
Because there's a jewelry commercial
His last quote was, at least they were used, which
now it seems like everybody kind of got fed up with Jared after a while. Was anybody laughing while they were talking about it? It was kind of weird. It's kind of what the vibe was.
Anyone wants to receive used anal beads, even as a joke. It's like, I don't want that.
Why not?
The poop. Mostly the poop.
Oh, you have a thing against poop?
Yeah, just the whole eating of it bothers me.
Nobody's talking about eating shit until you did just now.
You don't have to eat
What's the point of having anal beads if you're not going to lick them?
Well, no. No.
You don't have to. I mean, you can always clean them off.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
No. You don't have to.
Well, fine. If you want to be lame, do whatever you want to do.
Let's do all the things that you want to
do.
I have been watching, because on Netflix, Animaniacs is on it every episode. I have been binging watching Animaniacs, but the one thing that I notice is there's so many jokes in there that they could not get away with today, like just really adult jokes. Animaniacs was not for children.
What do you mean? Like, what kind of jokes?
Nothing was. Nothing.
Well, okay.
All the Looney Tunes.
Maybe I just don't remember the
characters.
Show enough to like think of anything I could. Yeah.
There was one episode where they were playing detectives and Dot's like, oh, we should get fingerprints. And then she goes and grabs Prince like she's going to finger him. Like, and he makes this weird face. He goes, no, I said fingerprints. And which is weird. And then they had a Noah's Ark episode that was religious, but they were like really, really goofy and making fun of God and making fun of Noah. Like they basically made Noah look like Richard Lewis. Like just this really spastic Jewish type looked just like him. And he was like, oh, the Ark. And it was just ridiculous. So, I mean.
Yeah, it was a great show.
It was. It was amazing.
I loved Animaniacs.
What I found weird, if you look in Netflix for Animaniacs, they have like three. It's not seasons. It's volumes. And the first volume is like 69 episodes. And then the second volume is only 12. And then the third one, which I guess is like the last season, is only like 10.
Yeah, I don't know why they did it that way, because I think back then the cartoons didn't really have seasons. It just made a whole bunch of them, you know?
They just kind of just were always on.
Just kept going, you know? Like, there was never a break. I believe that's the reason why, but I know you mean volumes, because, like, even when you try to watch things like Batman the Animated Series, it's always, like, Volume 1 and Volume 2, or the way they used to sell, those to kids, it would just show certain episodes, but, like, as a kid, if you're watching Saturday morning cartoons, you know, a lot of the episodes ended with a cliffhanger, but then you had the stations that wouldn't play the episodes in order. You know what I mean? so you wouldn't find out what happened to Duke and G.I. Joe.
Oh, God, I hated that.
That really would piss me off. Another underrated show, and I've said it before, Freakazoid. Really good.
Yes.
I hope that comes to Netflix. The same people that Animaniacs.
So you as an adult still find enjoyment after watching shows that you enjoyed when you were a kid?
Can the song answer your question?
Sure, go ahead. Now,
Speaking of Pinky and the Brain, like, that's the one that still holds up to me.
There's
still some things that happen. Yeah. Like, it was the same episode every week, but just the, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Mm-hmm. And then just whatever random shit fell out of his face always made me laugh.
No, I know, but yes, I get enjoyment because I watch it and I forgot. I didn't realize how adult it was. I mean, a lot of the jokes.
And now, the nations of the world, brought to you by...
It's one of the best songs ever. The way that they wrote these songs.
They have a lot of songs.
Amazing.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica,
Peru.
I dare you not to love this. Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too. Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guinea. All it is naming countries. That's all they're doing. Doesn't matter.
They have one episode that's like, they're just singing ingredients and stuff.
I think back then, they had to do like a certain amount of
educational
stuff, and this is how they were able to get away with it. They could do their crazy show, but just then everyone would come up with something educational.
I love the wheel of morality that ended every show.
Wheel of morality, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
Win a free trip to Tahiti.
That's not a lesson.
Yes, yeah. That was on the wheel.
Well, I don't know.
Are
if
you pondering what I'm pondering?
That's what it was.
I think so, Brian, but where are we going to find underpants all size?
Hey, God, this is even better than a DuckTales episode, Brian.
That's funny.
Narf.
Narf. What am I doing here? Narf.
Cucumbers in our ears.
To make fun of the Disney Channel?
To pat out the show?
To search for Elvis at 7-Eleven?
To pretend to throw up?
To floss? To make a cheese sandwich?
It's a Wheel of Morality compilation.
To a bad time?
To waste our lives? To
make... And it was one of my... I mean,
I don't think I ever really watched that show. I don't think my parents let me watch it.
Watch
for the same reasons you said earlier. To
make a cheese sandwich? Watch it, I'm telling you.
Senses cry? No, it's time to learn the day's lesson and to find out
what
it is.
Did you hear that? Okay, listen to that. Watch, just watch.
I heard it.
It's that time again.
To make a cheese sandwich?
To make the folks' senses cry? No, it's time to learn the day's lesson and to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of Morality. Wheel of Morality, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. Moral number one. And the moral of today's story is... Vote early and vote often.
How profound.
Pat, I'd like to buy a vowel.
Wrong wheel.
Oh, sorry.
It was one of the best shows.
That's kind
of
funny.
It is. And
the jokes are funny, but a lot of the topical stuff, it doesn't really hold up.
Like Dan Quayle jokes and things like that.
Quayle jokes are always funny. Excuse you.
I like the fact that one guy was just straight up doing a Ringo Starr impression.
Yeah.
That's what he said he was doing, too.
Yeah, no, that's what he was. And it's...
What about good idea, bad idea?
It's time.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, God.
And mine time.
That was Elmira, right? Good idea, bad idea. That was always funny. Here, let's see. Let me find one. Here we go.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea. Good idea. Playing the piccolo in a marching band. Bad idea. Playing the piano in a marching band. Good idea. Feeding stray kittens in the park. Bad idea. Feeding stray kittens in the park to a bear.
Jesus Christ.
One more, then I will stop.
Okay.
One more. One more. That's the last one.
Stopping to smell the roses. Bad idea. Stopping to feel the roses.
That one wasn't as good.
Yeah, that's kind of weak.
That was weak.
Okay, fine. One more then. One last
it
one.
It can't all be.
Last one. Last
good
one.
Good idea.
Last one.
Taking a deep breath before jumping into a swimming pool. Bad idea. Taking a deep breath after jumping into a swimming pool.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny. All right. There's 9 minutes of them.
That's funny. Wow, yeah, that's a show I never... I mean, it's not because I didn't like it. I don't think my...
Did you bring up Animaniacs because they were having a reunion or something?
I brought it up. Well, they are because the Netflix... Apparently, it's ever since it's been on Netflix, everyone's been watching it again, but... Yeah, they're having the three cast members having a reunion, and they want to have a musical tour singing all the songs from the shows that they did.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay.
And, well, yeah, one of them's the guy who does, I think, what, Wacko's voice was the one that also does, no, Yakko's voice, the same one that does Pinky's voice.
Yes. Right,
yeah, they do a few of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, or Yakko.
I'm in intense pain, Pinky.
Yakko's the one that sings all the songs, like the countries, or when he was trying to sing all the words in the alphabet. Or wasn't Animaniacs the one that did the Istanbul Constantinople song?
No, that was Tiny Toons.
That was Tiny Toons? Okay, I mixed those up.
Apparently, the Pinky and the Brain voices were cursing at each other in character.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, Maurice LaMarche.
Pinky and the
Brain.
We
have little children? How little?
We'll swap it out with PG words.
All right. Yeah, we will. We will
it looks
try
like
our best to.
Of some sort.
And had I known, I wouldn't have made... Poopy words.
It's not.
Before.
It's not too bad. There's just a couple.
No poopy
of
words.
It's a couple of stray ones.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna be Jules.
I'll be Vincent.
So here we go.
They're doing Pulp Fiction as Pinky and the Brain right now.
Oh shit.
Okay. Now tell me about the hash bars.
That's something about you never thought you were in a lab mouse say.
Tell me about the hash bars.
What do you want to know?
Well. Hash is legal there, right?
Yeah, it's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you can't walk into a restaurant, roll a joint, and start puffing away.
This is so weird hearing them.
I love it.
Oh, God, it's so weird.
Okay. I have to look away. I can't look at
this. I know. But if you look at a picture, what? Okay, this is crazy. You're
supposed to smoke in your home in certain designated places.
You know what's funny is that the voice actors kind of look like their characters, too.
Yeah. A little bit.
This is the end, my friend. Those are hash bars?
Yeah, it breaks down like this. It's legal to buy it. It's legal to own it. And if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, which doesn't really matter because get a load of this. If the cops stop you, it's illegal for them to search you. Searching you is a right that the cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Ooh, that did it, Brian. I'm frickin' going. That's all there is to it, Norv.
You'll dig it the most, Pinky. But you know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. A lot of the same shit we got here, they got there, but I've already said shit once. So you've heard it, you can't unhear it. A lot of the same shit we've got here, they've got there, but there, they're a little different.
Examples?
Okay, well, in Amsterdam, you can buy beer in a movie theater.
Oh.
I don't mean in a paper cup either. They give you a glass of beer like in a bar. In Paris, you can buy beer at McDonald's. Also, you know what they call a quarter pounder of cheese in Paris?
Gérard Depardieu? They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
No, because they've got the metric system there. They wouldn't know what the frick a quarter pounder is. Saved it for you.
Well, what do they call it?
It's called a Royale with cheese.
Oh, Royale with cheese. What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Oh. Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go into a Burger King.
Okay, sorry. I know I was on boring for everyone else, but I could as a hearing those voices do fucking Pulp Fiction. It's so weird. No, man, I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
All that if they would have done that monologue.
Oh, that's great. Apparently, yeah, when they do that, they do these things all the time, and they usually curse and stuff and them at each other. But Pinky and the Brain's another show where I think, I don't see why it can't come back right now. You know, it was really funny.
Well, I mean, look what happened with Ren and Stimpy. That came back and...
Here's the thing. I would rather have some of these things just stay as a memory.
Yep.
Because if they were to come back and I would be excited and watch it and it would ruin it for me, then there goes my good memory.
True. It's kind of like Fuller House not doing anything for adults.
Well, that was a terrible show. Yeah,
I saw there was an episode. Mitch wants to know where the link to that is. Just go to YouTube and search Pinky and the Brain swear at each other. Mitch says, I want to stop listening and watch that. Mitch, that's
dick.
You have 7 minutes and you can do it all you want. What was I saying? I forgot.
Something about things not holding up over the course of time.
Oh no, but Rudy, I know what you mean. But there, I was watching someone posted online. Apparently, there's a new Ninja Turtles show, and they did like this time travel thing. Or
they've had like four different iterations.
No, I know,
that
I know.
Was one of those things that didn't ruin it for me because, dude, I was hanging out with my faux niece, Madeline, about a couple months ago when I was at my best friend's house. And she was into like the new Ninja Turtles movie, like, or show with like the, you know, like the Toy Story type animation. I'm like, oh no, this isn't good. You have to watch the old school stuff. So I pulled up, you know, old school Turtles, you know, the shitty animation basically from back in the 80s and 90s. It doesn't hold up. It's not good. The jokes aren't funny. I'm sitting there watching it, like two episodes in. I'm like, I don't know what I saw in this. And that kind of ruined it for me.
So you're just never supposed to go back.
No, just leave things that you remember fondly as a child in your childhood memory brain because you were dumb and stupid back then and things were more entertaining. When you get older and you get bitter like we do, you just start going...
Well, that same Ninja Turtles show you were talking about recently did an episode where they transferred dimensions and went back to the old 80s cartoon.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
They had the new turtles interacting with the 80s turtles. They were making fun of like the old 80s stuff that you didn't realize. Like, why do you have the letters of who you are on your belt? You know, and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
And it was actually pretty funny watching that. And they were making fun of like Krang's like ideas are always so stupid. They don't make any sense.
Like, yeah, he's supposed to be a smart thing. And it was the most idiotic type of. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently Gilbert Gottfried's the voice of the Krang in the new show.
Okay.
Definitely.
At least he's getting work.
Yeah, he gets plenty of work. He's doing fine.
He's one of the bigger stand-up comedy names out there. He's always going to be working. Yeah. The beauty of stand-up comics is that they will always work.
Bill Cosby's still working, and he raped 23 people allegedly.
Exactly. Well, allegedly.
Is he still working? I figured he would be like, you know, like taking a break.
No, he's still doing shows from what I've read.
Wow.
He hasn't stopped.
Just plowing through it, huh?
He's like Bad Boy. Can't stop. Well, Bad Boy
plowed through them.
Are people still protesting his shit?
I don't know.
I'm not.
I think the worst thing he ever did was make Leonard Part 6. That was worse than all the rapes, in my opinion.
Again, another thing that ruined your childhood. When that whole shit came out, like a small part of me died. I was like, oh, no.
Do you think Bill Cosby can get through the whole rape allegations and come out the other side?
But he's so old anyway, it doesn't matter. He'll die before anything happens.
But here's what's even... It doesn't matter if he gets through it. He was one of the more revered names in American pop culture history.
He was.
And now it's completely sullied.
But do you think people will forget about it, though?
No. Nah, it's always going to be attached.
Nah, what's the
first
thing?
Hold on. What's the first thing you think about when you hear Duke Lacrosse?
Rape.
Rape.
Thank you.
Horrible lacrosse team.
It was a 100% lie. There was a new 30 for 30 that came out that I still need to watch talking about that. It's actually labeled Fantastic Lies.
Yeah. Oh, it's on Netflix too.
And about how like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton just completely jumped on this whole thing talking about white on black crime or whatever. Right. When it was just this coked out stripper that just decided to lie.
Yep.
For no reason. Literally no reason. And none of them retracted their statements. They never came back and said, look, we're sorry. But they started basically what amounted to like a nonviolent version of the race riots when that came out back in 06. It's bullshit. It was all bullshit.
Ma said she never liked Cosby. I wasn't a big Cosby fan either, but the point of...
I loved his stand-up as a kid.
Me too.
The point with Cosby was, remember, he was one of the hugest TV stars of all time. And at his time, he was the only black TV star that was, you know, fucking had his own show. That
I
was,
mean, say what you want. He was a trailblazer as far as black entertainers in comedy. Aside from like Pryor, he's like right up there.
And he got away with terrible sweaters.
And rape.
Yes.
He got away with rape for a lot of years.
That's my point.
And
is
frozen,
that like your
frozen fudge treats?
You're always going to think of that. You're not going to think of the show or a stand-up or Jell-O pudding pops.
I guess
you're thinking of him drugging and raping bitches.
I guess it breaks down like this: is that can you separate the art from the artist? Like, can you still go and watch a Bill Cosby stand up and separate it from the fact that he was probably raping people when he filmed it? You know,
I'd probably feel sad that I was laughing.
Okay, I'm on Ticketmaster. I wanted to see if he was still touring. And you know how like in Ticketmaster they'll have like reviews.
Oh no!
Well, the very first one said, "Funny despite distractions, 4 stars." You guys want me to read the review?
Yeah, go ahead. I'd love to hear this.
It said, "Saw Bill Cosby live for the first time. Low key, but very funny storytelling. Show only lasted an hour and a half. Had two hecklers disrupt the show. First was a male whose outburst was not very sensible as he rambled on. Second was a female who complained about the treatment of women. Cosby was calm and eased the remainder of the audience not to boo or criticize the outburst. He took it all inside or all in stride, but kept it low key. Overall, show was funny and enjoyable. Glad I attended."
That's what I'm saying. I think people can get past it.
Maybe some, but most people won't. I don't think
so. This person was just like, it's like I got distracted by these people who were screaming things. Like the first guy, he was just totally unintelligible.
Well, I mean, like the people that are complaining about him, they're still paying to go fucking see him.
They're
perform.
Doing it to make a statement of this fucking rapist shit. Dude, I applaud the people that do that. It doesn't matter if it comes out of your, you know, oh, you're paying to see him. Yeah, I'm paying to go call out a fucking rapist who's still performing.
All right.
I applaud those people.
Speaking of alleged rapists that was still performing, it was Kobe's last game, no?
That was another lie.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow, make sure you check out Cousin Joe show at 7 o'clock.
Loose News?
Yes, then Loose News. Check out all the shows on More Like Radio.
High Society Radio?
Are we going to do Wieners and such?
Oh, yeah, when Game of Thrones comes back, yes.
Game of Thrones is coming back for season 6 soon, and when that happens, we need to start up More
next
Like TV.
Week, I think,
yeah, have you seen
weeks?
The trailer, Dutch?
Is it next week?
Watch the trailer.
No, dude, I'm excited now.
All right, guys, we're out of here.
She was a lot like you. Maybe not quite as heavy. Now little Caroline is in here too. One day they woke me up so I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your short sad life left. That's what I'm counting on. I'll let you get by too. My only friend. Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it was.